it's interesting to me that they would be pushing so hard over E. coli bacteria when literally the stream is depleting in front of our eyes and only exacerbating the problem that you're talking about. And so,
I get that.
And so I guess my question to you is maybe in we can look at where E. coli is coming from, we can look at nicotine, whatever, but there's also other sources that are only exacerbating this as well. And I think that if stream health is really what we're concerned about, then we really need to look at the health of the stream, mm-hmm. not just the health of five septic systems in the canyon.
But unfortunately for us, that isn't within our purview. And what is within our purview, we're going to investigate. So we know what our contribution to it is and what we might be able to do about it.
But people.
So I agree with you completely, but you're you know, that's a great argument. Take it up with the legislature. It's not us.
Well,
what we're trying to do is deal with what we're faced with here right now. And I think we're doing, honestly, I think the decision we've made to do this is a good one. We've had 15 meetings where we've discussed this issue. We've gone through what the TDML is, why we want to participate, why we don't.
I've been at most of them. You have talked a lot about it.
So this isn't something that we landed on lightly or we decided one day, hey, we got this.
No doubt. But I guess that's
well,
just
so
my question.
My point is this. I can't change all of the things you're talking about because they have nothing to do with us, but I can change the parts that we participate in, and we're going to do something about it. And that's the direction we've decided to take.
If I could just
I'm going to move on to the next item, and we can visit this at the end.